It's a pleasure to be here today to talk to you all. It's been a very informative holiday or morning for me, and it's great to get to visit you all to come over here. I'm going to give you a run through the work we're carrying out in Galway regarding chemical amendment. I'm focusing on chemical amendment of dairy cattle slurry, and I'll hope to explain why and what I'm doing now in the next few minutes. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Dr. Mark Healy and Owen Fenton, and I'm working in NUI Galway, which is a university based in the west of Ireland, in conjunction with TAGAIS, which is the Agricultural and Food Development Authority in Ireland. So this experiment which I'm describing you today is a lab-based experiment. It's a runoff boxes in a rainfall simulator. I'm also doing a few other experiments looking at the gaseous emissions, and we're bringing this to a plot study which I'm actually currently carrying out. So, but the results from today will be just to do with the runoff experiment. These were 2 meter long runoff boxes, and they were inclined at 5 degrees. We used a rainfall intensity of 11.5 throughout, which should seem very low to you here, but it's a very common kind of rainfall intensity in Ireland. So today I'm just going to look through an introduction to the problem, discuss kind of the experiment that I've carried out in the lab, and I'll have some conclusions. So there's currently 6.3 million cattle in Ireland. The 37 million tons of manure is produced, 80% of which is slurry. And to the most part, the regulations which are in place are sufficient, and there has been very dramatic improvements in water quality in Ireland within the last number of years. However, we have imposed on us restrictions and kind of targets for 2015 to bring all water down to a good ecological status. And there are kind of our fears that we may not be able to do that with the best management practices already in place. So my project is really kind of coming up with a supplementary measure that could be used to help us if we find we're not meeting the target, that we can kind of develop this into a for use in strategic areas. I'll explain as we go along. So the concern is that we apply the manure onto the field, and it finds its way to the receiving water body. And the aim of this project is to eliminate this, to bind the phosphorus on the site. This experiment looked at incidental losses of slurry following a slurry application event. So in the literature, there has been a lot of work on the amendments. We've talked about them all morning, so I won't go too much on this. But aluminium sulfate has been used extensively here in the US, but it's not been deemed really that suitable for dairy cattle slurry. Aluminium chloride has been proposed as more suitable due to the anaerobic nature of the manure. And the aim of this project is to develop the knowledge on chemical treatment of dairy cattle slurry. I started off with about 8 amendments, and I've narrowed down this to the 4 which I'm using in the this runoff experiment, and they're the ones that I'll show you in a moment. One concern we have to consider before we start applying are the biggest. There's a lot of scepticism in Ireland. It's very hard to broach this subject of physically adding amendments to the slurry, and one thing we've had to kind of contend with is a lot of objections about metals. So that had to be part of this experiment. Even at an early stage, you want to know, are the metals a concern, or can we quantify them? So that's just me digging on site, and I've included a picture of the rainfall simulator, and that's a flume on the bottom corner there where rainfall has occurred. So you can see the slurry has kind of been half washed away. So the 4 chemical amendments were alum, polyaluminium chloride. That's just because aluminium chloride is not available commercially, and we wanted to pick products that will be commercially available, or that are in use in water treatment at the moment. We also looked at lime, which is very common to amendment, and it's very acceptable in Ireland. It's actually most will is behind using lime as an amendment because farmers are so used to it, and it's not seen as a chemical per se. They're so used to applying it. Ferric chloride then is also used. I've included these 2 pictures just to give you an idea of what the slurry looks like. On the right we have the ferric chloride treated slurry, and on the left is the lime treated slurry. I tested runoff for suspended sediment, dissolved reactive phosphorus, total phosphorus, and for metals in the runoff. And It was a high pea soil, and 19 milligrams per litre of Morgan's phosphorus. It's just about, I think it's about twice the upper limit for, you know, where there would be a risk of runoff. So it's an area that would feasibly be used, or this kind of work will be carried out on this sort of plot. And it's actually the reason we chose the site was that we wanted to have the potential to come back and do a field work in this area. So that was the reason for that. It's applied at 30 stories, applied at 33 meter cube per hectare. And we considered six treatments. There were control, slurry, dairy cattle slurry only, alum amended slurry, which is applied at 1.1:1 aluminium to total phosphorus stoichiometric ratio, lime, polyaluminium chloride, and ferric chloride. We also looked at grass only to give us the background. So our tea is equal to 24 hours, so just a day before we had the slurry or the amendment application. We packed the runoff boxes, then saturated them and allowed to drain for them to reach an approximate field capacity. We then applied the amended slurry. We simulated the splash plate method. This is the most common method used in Ireland. It's nearly 99% of the time that's what the farmers use in Ireland. And we mixed the slurry with the amendment immediately prior to application. Rainfall intensity used was 11.5, and there was three rainfall events conducted on each runoff box. The first was 48 hours after the slurry had been applied. This is due to the fact that the regulation in Ireland is that you can't spread slurry if there's a forecast for a rainfall event within 48 hours. So after that rainfall event, we left a 1 hour interval. There was then the second rainfall event. And I should highlight that the hour is an hour runoff event once runoff starts. So the rainfall may have been longer than an hour. Then there was a 24 hour interval. During this 24-hour interval, we allowed the runoff box to drain, just as it represented the conditions on site a lot better. And it was then sealed again, and we had the third and final rainfall event. So the results that I'm going to show to you are the flow-weighted mean concentrations for each of these parameters for the three rainfall events. And I'm just going to start with the suspended sediment. A suspended sediment in milligrams per litre in the vertical axis and the treatments across the bottom. I'm going to use this convention for the next few slides, so it should be clear enough. I have slurry, alum, polyaluminium chloride is the PSE, lime, ferric chloride, and the grass. The first rainfall event is the blue, the second the yellow, and the third the green. There was very significant reductions across the board for all of the amendments. Over the 80s for the alum, polyaluminium chloride, and lime. Ferric chloride wasn't just as successful. The same trend is kind of to be seen in total phosphorus again, which I have in micrograms on the vertical axis, and I have found very, very good reductions to 94% for the alum, and polyaluminium chloride was not far behind it, really. Statistically, they're the same. The interesting thing is that we're adding alum and polyaluminium chloride at approximately 1:1 stoichiometric ratio, whereas calcium was actually 10:1, or the lime was a 10:1 calcium, and the ferric chloride was 2:1. So that was another thing that we were really concerned about from the point of view of feasibility, that the metals we were applying were efficient and we weren't over-applying metals, because people are really paranoid about this in Ireland, and we have to be shown to be not having a long-term, you know, we're just applying enough to immobilise the phosphorus in the slurry that we're applying, because the objective of this work, which I know that I should have maybe focused on a bit earlier, but we're trying to neutralise phosphorus in slurry in situations where farmers don't have any soil with a low enough soil test phosphorus that they should apply it on, and that's why that's important. So again, the dissolved reactive phosphorus is the most important parameter from the environmental point of view. Very significant reductions, and I have it on micrograms per litre, so you can see it's very variable for the slurry on its own. Variation wasn't as high for the amended ones, relatively. And our feasibility is going to be the main barrier for using this. Slurry spreading costs approximately €2 a tonne in Ireland at the moment. Polyaluminium chloride seems to be the most suitable from the point of view of feasibility and safety, but it's expensive. It's like over increasing the cost by 4 times, and there's no way that it will be ever done as a blanket treatment. We're proposing it that maybe some use in, if used strategically in critical source areas, or as you've said already, like in an area where it will have an effect. And there's also the fact that once you bring these kind of treatments into, or if you kind of show the way, it'll kind of leave it open for us to improve or to find other amendments. Really, the problem was even using these amendments at the moment in Ireland and across Europe, I've seen there's skeptical, or they kind of want to bring down the soil P levels, be natural, you know, don't, these chemical amendments are, you're just adding more chemicals to the soil that don't need to be there, just kind of do things sustainably. And really what we're trying to do is bring about, or just short-term measures that can be used to tie in with that, because that's kind of what we believe as well, that it has to be kind of a sustainable type of agriculture. So this, it shows a light to immobilise the phosphorus in the slurry which we're applying without having any long-term effects, so that's what we hope anyway. So you can see lime and ferric chloride were not as effective. However, there's potential for gaseous emissions. We've also done an experiment on the gaseous emissions, which I don't have results for yet. I'm kind of working on the stats of that at the moment. But that should be also an interesting consideration for selection of the best amendment for use in Ireland. We also looked at metals in the runoff, as this is a big concern. And we found that none of the treatments resulted in any concentrations exceeding the drinking water limits for extraction, which was a surprise because, well, surprising so far as that I thought there may be some metals, you know, but the literature says there won't be, but people are always so sceptical and they're kind of like, I was just afraid, like, testing them just what we'd find. And really, I've expressed it here now, and it shows that the average concentration as a percentage of the limit on the vertical axis on the side, and I've named out the main metals here, cadmium, chromium, copper, nickel, lead. They were all really most of that was even below the detection limits, and we had a few that were maybe touching maybe 20% of the limit at max, which is very low. Then the zinc, the aluminium and iron were higher. However, there's still really, the iron was the only one that approached the limit, and that's the limit for drinking water. If you've seen those samples, that's actually for alum and dairy cows, sorry, you wouldn't drink the water that is brown, you know. Even by the laws of dilution, that's going to be a lot different before it gets to the water stream, you know, because in Ireland we have the buffer strips and there's a lot of regulations, so really doesn't seem to be any risk from the point of view of metals. And in conclusion, all of the amendments reduce P losses. Feasibility must be the main criteria for amendment selection in Ireland. It's really the focus of our work. The polyamine chloride does appear to be the most suitable, but it's very expensive, and there was no real problem with metals in the runoff. I'd like to acknowledge Tagish for sponsoring my project through the Walsh Fellowship, and I'd like to acknowledge supervisors and colleagues for their support and advice. I'd also like to thank technicians for their time and support while working on this project, and thank you very much for your attention.
We have time for a couple of questions.
Yeah.
And alum scares me, actually. You know, originally we were doing alum with dairy manure and those liquids.
Yeah, no, I
yes,
yeah, I, that's, it's not really up for contention, especially with efflorescence. It even bubbles in the lab when you do it, like, you know.
Well, that's good. The I tried to get rid of bubbles for years, and then I found out it's your friend, because it actually, it'll make a layer in there, and that is a physical barrier for ammonia volatilization. And so you have greater reduction in ammonia emissions with that layer of bubbles. And you can't get rid of the bubbles. They're really hard to get rid of, but they're good, actually.
Yeah, well, I found at all when I was doing it that I got a lot of bubbles, but it really, the effervescence is the main thing. That's the kind of bubbles is the main thing that was concerning us about it. Kind of, it's like very low rates when you're kind of that we were using. But I'm trying to.
That's just CO2 like on your beer,
you know. we're very bad on CO2. Or like any of these have to be kind of greenhouse gases have to be considered. We can't propose it if it's having a negative effect anywhere else. So that's the real kind of limitation on that, but I'd be interested to pester you about the CO2 another time.
One more question.
You were talking feasibility is the issue and cost. The cost you gave was €2 per ton for just fluorine application. Were the others the cost of the chemical? Or
the cost? No, the cost, the increasing cost, like the cost to spread this chemical amended. Yes, yeah, they're very expensive.
Thank you very much.